Greetings, and thank you for tuning in once again to the Big God Ideas Show, where we acknowledge that our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can think or ask, according to the power working within us. I am your host, Octavia Leslie, and I'm joined in the studio with my wonderful son.
Solomon, hello.
That's my baby. Love my baby. I had to drag him here and beg him to say hello. He's such a wonderful child, but he's shy. And, of course, my co-host, Sylvia Hubbard, she's not here today, but we are so excited because the reason for her absence is that she was honored at the I Am Every Woman Expo. Congratulations, Sylvia, for winning that award. We are so proud of you, and we can't wait for you to rejoin us next week. Now, it's customary that we begin our broadcast with a scripture. Today's scripture comes from the King James Version. It is in the book of Habakkuk. That's sort of like around the middle of the Bible, because a lot of us don't get to that book a lot. So if you're looking for it, it's around the middle of the Bible. And we're looking at chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And it reads, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets or tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet to be for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Amen to the reading of the word. If you've been following the broadcast, you know in January we did the Bounce Back series, and we brought on guests who talked about, you know, some of the challenges in life that they faced, but how they came back from those storms. Last month we focused on love. We had the jazz recording artist Yancey. He came and he talked about the importance of music and how it intertwines with love. And this month we're going to focus on writing the vision. The majority of our guests will more than likely be playwrights or producers of stage plays, because as you know, I'm a playwright. Last week we had on Frankie Darcell, and she was talking about producing the Vagina Monologues. And so I thought it was important as we start to approach spring that we stay focused on writing our visions. What is it that God has given you? You may not be a playwright such as myself or a writer, but maybe God gave you a vision to sell makeup or to create a makeup line like the lady who did Carol's Daughter. But you need to know that the first thing that you should be focused on is writing the vision. Even in a secular world, they talk about a vision statement. There are vision statements and then there are mission statements. Your mission statement basically defines, you know, why you exist, why your business exists, why you do what you do. But your vision statement, that's where you talk about what you're planning to do in the future. And God told this prophet, write the vision. Make it plain. It's not going to come to pass right now. So you need to know, if you're starting a business, if your business is relatively new, if you're stepping out on a new venture, it might not come to fruition as soon as you would hope, as soon as you would like, as soon as you would think it should. But if you make it plain, if you make it where you can give it to someone, where you can present it to the bank, it will break down like that and say, here's my business plan. This is my vision. And if it's plain and if it's succinct and if it's concise, then you can get people to buy into your vision. And your faithfulness, if you sow it properly on good ground, God will honor it, and so you reap a harvest. I encourage everyone out there, if you have a dream, if you have a goal, if you have something that you feel like, I need to do this thing before I leave this earth, then I say sit down. I don't care if you have to write it down on napkins. J.K. Rowling, you know, some of us Christians do not subscribe to the Harry Potter series, you know, for whatever reason. But when we talk about business, J.K. Rowling would sit in a coffee house and write this story out. She had enough faith. Whether she believed in God or not, I don't know. I don't question that. But she had enough faith. The same principles that work in the kingdom also work in the secular world. If you have enough faith to believe in something, then and you operate in that thing, then God has no opportunity. I'm sorry, God has no choice but to allow his natural laws of sowing and reaping to come forth. So I encourage you to know that you can go forth and be successful. But first, you have to write it down and you have to believe. Take that word with you this week. Please share it with someone else and know that we are praying for your success. Now we'll move on because I have a wonderful guest for you. I'm so excited that this young lady has taken time out. And we got to hurry because I think she has a rehearsal like within an hour with her cast. You've heard me announce that this play was coming and it's going to be on March the 11th and 12th at Wayne State. And we have the playwright of Enemy in My House on the line, Kiyata Burst. You there, Kiki?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I am well. I am well. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. That word that you just gave, really, I really needed that. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I want you to give our audience a little bit of information about who Kiyata Burst is and about Burst Productions to let them know that you are doing wonderful things. I'm telling you in the previous broadcast, I've told people, I said, this baby hands is anointed. This baby writes some plays and some music that blow your socks off. I mean, I don't have any and everybody on my show. I really don't. I am very particular and specific who comes on this show because I believe in sowing into good ground. And from the moment that I met you a couple years ago, I've been like, this baby right here, that God got something special planned for you. So I'm gonna shut up and you just tell the people a little bit about you.
Thank you, Octavia. My name is Kiyata Burst and I'm the CEO of Burst Production. I started Burst Productions in 2005. I really didn't think that I was start to, you know, write plays or get my own production company until, you know, after high school. I started to write poems, and after poems, I wanted to take my ideas and put it together and see what I can make, and it came up to plays. And ever since then, the passion, the love, the drive for it is more than ever. I know that God has given me all of this, and like you were saying, take the vision and make it plain. Everything that I've written comes from him. Everything. There's nothing in here that I did myself. So that right there alone lets you know that I am a servant. You know, whatever God wants me to do, I will do. This is my heart and soul. I love writing. I love acting. I love teaching acting. I love teaching theater. Anything that has to do with theater, I'm in for, and I'm ready for whatever God has for me. I'm ready to do it.
Amen. And I like when you say you love. You love what you do. What I find out as I get older, and I said this to somebody, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Money isn't everything. See, when you're younger, you be like, oh, yeah, I got to get this paper. You be on that paper chase. And sometimes, it clouds your vision as you get older. And I'm thanking God, you know, because I'm about to creep up on that 40 on March the 10th. Hey, go Jesus. Okay, but as you get older, you realize money isn't everything. That sometimes it's really about your passion. And you know, by you being in Detroit, and I know you frequent different plays and stuff, you know, and I don't take anything from anybody who has enough courage to sit down, write a production, and put it on. But I will be honest, because, you know, the devil and his girlfriend is a lie. I'm going to tell you, some stuff that hit the stage need to be, you know, more developed. I mean, you could kind of look at it and be like, okay, this is somebody who had an idea. They probably should have brought some other people on to help them birth this thing. And then some things that come on that stage, like Burst Productions, you look at that stuff and be like, yeah, this is somebody who loves what they do. See, when you have a passion for something, you demand excellence in it. And I've got to tell the audience that I've not seen a playwright outside of the nationwide tour playwrights, but in terms of local playwrights who are able to pull together casts like Kiyata Burst. Now, I know there's some other playwrights out there. I take nothing from them because everybody know I give Vanessa Lynn all her props and her kudos. She have people who are dedicated to her as well. But when you talk about a solid cast, Kiyata Burst is the first playwright in Detroit that I've seen who can have double cast, and they're equally good. It's not nobody's lacking, nobody's failing. And that's what I love about you, Kiyata. You pull out the very best out of people. How are you able to do that? Because even with regular employees, you know, even at my job, you know, you may have talented people, but it takes talent to pull that out of people. How are you able to garner such wonderful talent?
Oh, first of all, thank you for that. The talent is already there. What I do is I just take the time to pull it out. You got to have patience. That's number one. Because you have two separate personalities, two separate ways of doing things. And if you have, you got to have that love and that patience. And that's what I have. Because I see, like you said, I see the two casts. They perform, they have the same script, but they can pull it off totally different. You know what I'm saying? And I know that. So it's just like I just go deep inside and have that patience. But trust me, it get testy and you get tired, you get a headache and all that other stuff. But I know what the outcome is.
Right.
So, you know, it's just something that I want. I want to see my vision in two ways. Even though it's the same script, two casts bring it two different ways.
That's true. And your music. Yeah, look, y'all, I'm telling y'all, this girl write music, and we be at rehearsals just singing like what? I mean, the type of music that really speaks to you. It's not just like she just put some words together that rhyme and then had somebody put a melody to it. She acts the music that Kenyatta writes. Even once you leave the play, you find yourself still singing one of them melodies like, dang, that was the bomb. How do you come up with that music? Because, I mean, I dabble a little bit, but you actually get in there like Babyface and pull some good stuff. I'm telling you the truth, shoot.
You feel like Babyface, huh?
Like Babyface, working it out.
You know what? Sometimes, and not to say it in arrogant or anything like that, sometimes I go back, and I be like, wow, I did write that, or that music did come out the way that I seen it. And that just lets me know, once again, it's not me. It's not me writing the music. It's not me seeing the melody. It's not me. It's what God wanted. God said, I want this song at this beat, at these words, and I'm going to make it happen. So,
you better preach.
I'm only a vessel, and that's it. But I do appreciate you saying that, though.
Oh, yeah. I've loved every song that I've ever heard that you've written, honestly, and that's what I ascribe to when I put music in my productions. I be thinking, okay, let me see how should this be arranged. And like you say, when God is in the mix, He makes mm-hmm. everything just comes out like Duncan Hines cake. It just be perfect and pretty. Amen.
It is.
we are almost out of time, but please tell the audience how they can acquire tickets for the play on the 11th and the 12th.
Okay, they can actually get their tickets from me or from you as well. The number that you can get from Best Productions is 313-923-6742. They can also go on the website at www.bestproductions.webs.com.
Okay, well, audience, you heard it from Kenyatta Burst herself. We want you to come out and support. Please come out and help me celebrate my 40th birthday. We thank you for tuning in. And remember, you are God's wealth in the earth. Be blessed.